Let's talk about SAFTU. Now, today marks a significant milestone in the South African labor movement 7 years ago. The labor movements have historically been a major driver and a major focus of of the South African community. Whether it was the fight against apartheid, whether it was the fight for workers' justice, you've had, COSATU, other labor movements as well, over the years, from as early as the 1920s and 30s when it came to labor and business organization, play an important role in galvanizing society. So 7 years ago, on the 21st of April 2017, the South African Federation of Trade Unions, or SAFTU, was born, heralding a new era of advocacy and activism for workers' rights. Now, from its inception, SAFTU has been a beacon of independence, democracy and solidarity, striving to empower workers and challenge systemic injustices. Now, today we're honored to have Trevor Shaku, SAFTU's national spokesperson, with us to reflect on the journey and challenges ahead. Good evening to you, Trevor.
Good evening, and thanks for having us.
And thank you for joining us. Trevor, as SAFTU celebrates and commemorates the 7th anniversary, I mean, what are some of the key achievements that the Federation is proud of since its inception? I mean, what could you say from 2017 right till today has been SAFTU's major milestones and achievements?
Sure. So immediately after the Federation was formed, there was a bill that was being proposed in Parliament that came through NEDLAC, and that bill was going to amend the Labour Relations Act, in particular targeting the right to strike. So there was, of course, with it a proposition for the national minimum wage, and again proposition for the change in the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. We saw some of these changes, especially to the Labour Relations Act, and also to the introduction of the national minimum wage as regressive, some of the provisions as regressive. Our first major battle was, of course, along those lines. And we were able to raise awareness through the massive strike we led in 2018 on the 25th of April to fight against this amendment, one of which, especially against the national minimum wage, our outcry was that the national minimum wage was not a living wage, was not close to a living wage. And if you measure using any yardstick to look at the living condition and the standard of living of the working people in the country, for instance, if you look at the Pietermaritzburg Justice Dignity Group research, it shows through the household affordability index that the cost of household basket had actually grown far beyond. So our cry was on that basis. But the other major battle would have fought, or major highlight would have made in the last 7 years, is our unwavering support to the struggles of the Palestinian people, where we have constantly shown support, but not only that, but called out our government's hypocrisy in that it pronounces and has always pronounced to fight, or rather to stand with the Palestinians against apartheid Israel, but continuously has maintained diplomatic relations and even economic relations with the Israeli regime. And, of course, recently, because of pressure from ourselves and different civil society groups, they were able to propose through Parliament a position to suspend the consulate of the Israeli. But what lies at the heart of it is that the Israeli capital continues to circulate in South Africa, and part of which has actually acquired the biggest dairy company, Clover, in 2019, and led to retrenchments of workers, of which, of course, we also waged a serious battle against Clover at the time. But the major element for me would be the 2018 strike against the amendments to the labor statutes, but also the international struggle and the international solidarity struggles we have waged in our country.
You know, when it comes to Trevor, SAFTU, I mean, SAFTU emerged in 2017 amidst significant challenges within the labor movements. We've seen a number of very long-standing labor movements either split, whether it was in the mining community or other communities for that matter, changes in leadership, for example, in established labor movements as well that had been established a long, long time ago. How has the Federation navigated these challenges while still staying true to its founding principles? I mean, SAFTU established those principles before 2017, launched them on the 21st of April 2017. But of course, it's not easy to remain, on those principles. Others have shown that, it's very easy to write them down and to publish them and to give them, but to remain, true on them is an issue.
Sure. So, our navigation of the challenges that have arisen in the course of history between 2017 and now, where, of course, leadership tussles within the organization itself, which would have, in my view, slowed the Federation from achieving the greater triumphs and going to the height of its potential, because the potential then existed, still exists today, that the labor movement had, in our view, as was analysis at the time, that the labor movement had ossified into accepting the status quo and not really taking the battles against the ruling class. And this is demonstrated if you look at, for instance, the three federations that dominated the labor movement over a period of 30 years since 1994, NAC2, FEDUSA, and COSATU. You'll realize that COSATU is limited by its relationship with the ANC. FEDUSA is limited by its ideological outlook because it does not really view capitalism as the main enemy here, but thinks that things ought to change here and there in terms of policy. But they accept the premise of the capitalist mode of production. And NAC2, I think, would have, of course, suffered some political challenges itself, which disabled it from continuing the struggles of workers. So SAFTU entered the terrain as an alternative to ensure that it revives the culture of militant and mass struggle of workers, which we have seen, of course, in the 70s and the 80s, and to use such mass struggles to determine the trajectory or the course of the political play. Now, we have met those particular challenges, like the leadership tussle that I've mentioned, and that has hindered us in really living to our purpose. But most importantly, we have actually soldiered on even in the midst of that. And that is the reason why, if I were to read all the achievements we have made in the past 7 years, you realize that despite the challenges, the Federation has been on the move, because we were, through SACOSU, our correctional service union, able to fight for the historic rights for smaller trade unions to be able to not be excluded out of the processes. Because what had happened after 1994 is that the strongest trade unions, after taking over and winning battles in various industries, they had actually made the waters to be tainted and muddied, so that the newer trade unions will not be able to find it easy to thrive in such particular spaces, excluded either through closed shop agreements and many types of agreements. But secondly, we have led through NUMSA, a battle in 2014-15, which led to the amendment of Section 198 in Section of B, which would have considered workers who work, for instance, for more than 3 months on a contract basis or fixed-term contract basis, to be deemed employees of a company that employed them if it wanted to renew their contract. But, of course, there are a criteria or a condition for that. But nonetheless, this is part of the victories we have gained despite the challenges we've had over the years.
Trevor Shaku, thank you for joining us on Radio Islam International, and of course commemorating 7 years of the union being there for workers and of course for the consumers at large. And hopefully all the best, and we'll be talking to you for many more milestones to come. Thank you for your time, Trevor.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having us.
Well, South Africa's trade unions, and one may say that when it comes to Africa, definitely South Africa's trade unions, and maybe a second to South Africa would be Namibia. They played a pivotal role in at least galvanizing workers.